He says it's not enough that to share the same language. They have to share some sort of, common experience, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, to put it maybe too simplistically, there's a reason why Mexico is not part of Spain anymore, even though culturally, linguistically, there's a lot of overlap and a lot of shared aspects of character. They are, in fact, in a lot of ways, very much communities of character, at least in the urban centers of Mexico and the urban centers of Spain.
Right.
But taken as a whole, the experiences of the peoples of the Spanish Empire, from California all the way down to southern Chile, those are distinct because they have their fates are entirely different from that of their mother, what was once their mother country.
Or a better example, right. I think, is Croatia and Serbia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Identical languages, both Slavic. They're right next door to each other, but one lay on one side of the Ottoman Empire and the other on the other.
Right.
Right. And language, which Kautsky will get to later, is resting his thesis on nationality.
Way too much.
But language is not the genesis of nationality or culture. It is actually the expression of it. It doesn't.
Right.
You don't. Everyone doesn't agree. Oh, we're going to speak this language, and then they form a culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the exact opposite. Exact opposite process of formation.
Which is a pretty truncated, weird kind of materialism of the Second International, right? It's like
right.
Well, I don't know if it's all that weird, to be honest. I just think it's a compared to the very limited way that we understand such things as materialism now.
Yeah.
We think of it as weird, but it's actually really, if anything, it's a sign of a more robust body of thought and a more contentious body of thought.
Right. Because Bauer is also answering Kautsky by saying, I am not trying to kick the ladder out from under you in trying to see through the nation state. I'm trying to go deeper with Marxist right. investigation. You're not going deep enough.
Yeah.
Right. So it's interesting that you have the Marx's sort of incomplete thoughts on nationality becoming Kautsky's, becoming Lenin's, becoming Stalin's, becoming the one that we think of now when we think of the Marxism on nationality, on the national question. And basically, we are all going off of Stalin's definition because Stalin was the one that elaborated on Marx at Lenin's behest, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it's in the introduction here. He says that Stalin codified this on Lenin's behalf in order to counter Otto Bauer.
His only book that he ever wrote.
Right.
What's fascinating about this is that like there is no other book. There's Otto Bauer's Question of Nationalities, and then a few people wrote pamphlets in response, and that's the whole debate. And like nobody else has ever even countered it in the same way, at the same level of depth as Otto Bauer initiated the debate.
Yeah, so it's like a problem that was papered over, and it's just like, well, that's just a remnant of bourgeois ideology that'll go away. And then we've just inherited that papering over through the various generations.
It's like
it's super unfortunate because Bauer's, in the preface, he's very clear about what he's doing.
Yeah.
Even in 1907.
Well, I think like it's not like he's like I think Bauer is still like fidelitist to sort of internationalism. He just thinks that like, well, you're not just going to purify yourself and get rid of, you know, expect everyone to just get rid of the nation that they're, you know, born into. It's like a problem that you have to actually go through. Like you don't just get to like separate yourself from it. A real quick did Sean go away?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I found a good little passage for a definition of the community of fate. I'll wait for him to get back, I suppose.
You want to hear what Stalin's little one-sentence definition is of what a nationality is? So according to Stalin, a nationality is a historically constituted stable community of people formed on the basis of common language, territory, economic life, and psychological makeup manifested in a common culture. So Stalin's definition and the definition of Leninism and all of the constituent parties and ideologies that spring off of Leninism, like Trotskyism, etc., include a territorial component to this, which I think is the source of a lot of fucking problems in the post-Soviet world.
Honestly, even before that, because
sure,
in the pre-Soviet world
or the Soviet world.